Now, if I'm allowed to make the call, check out the coolest musical partnership of the year. Musician Elvis Costello has been a frequent guest on NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. There, Costello got to work with Late Night's in-house band, The Roots, and he struck up a working relationship with the band's leader, Amir Thompson, also known as Questlove. That became a friendship, and that friendship, a collaboration. Elvis Costello and The Roots have just released a new album. It's called Wise Up Ghost and Other Songs.
I can tell the time by the color of my skin, and I know my neighbor, 'cause he's the one.
Now, the way I tell the story about the collaboration is the nice version. The way Questlove tells it is a bit more sinister.
Me and Steve Mandel did everything but plot a kidnapping and tortured this record out of him.
Steve Mandel is the Roots recording engineer.
He declared to me that Elvis Costello is the greatest living artist ever. So when I did my initial interview with Lorne Michaels and Jimmy Fallon, and they were giving me scenarios of how this could be a good look for the Roots to take this late night gig, one of the examples was, quote, "And Thursday nights, you know, like someone like Elvis Costello can come in and sit in." And so when I quoted that to Steve, then the light bulb, bing, went off. And he's like, "Dude, we can get to Elvis this way." And then once we got him on the radar, we had to reprogram ourselves to not geek out. "You know, I have a Japanese import of Imperial Bedroom and da-da-da," you know, like none of that stuff, like nothing. And we maintained our composure three times in a row, and then after the third appearance, then it was like, "Okay, we got him. Let's get him."
So, Elvis, when did you become aware of the conspiracy to kidnap you?
I never.
He's just finding out now.
Yeah,
we're just coming
the
out.
The room is locked and I can't get out.
Yeah.
No, but here's the other way around of it. You know, when I first came into the show, I said to Kareem Riggins, who is a friend of Amir's, who plays drums with my wife, Diana Krall, "Do you think those guys would play with me if I went on the show? I know they back people sometimes." And so we started having a dialogue about what the song would be. And I thought, well, I made this record with a lot of references to 60s R&B called Get Happy. And I thought this song, High Fidelity, maybe would be a good one. And then they said, "Yeah, we want to do it in the arrangement from 1979, where it was all slowed down and sounded like Station to Station by David Bowie."
That should have been warning right there.
That should have been the red flag.
There was trouble. Yeah, that was instant red flag that we referred to a one-time only performance from like
79.
A concert, yeah, like 30 years ago.
But, so, you know, in going in the room right there and playing down together, I mean, the good thing about the way the Roots work day to day for the Fallon show is they're not learning the music 2 seconds before performance. They're going in and working on the music for the show and their music. An environment where there's no escape from the music. It's a tiny, it's like the tech cupboard in most studios that's been converted into a workroom. So I go in there and there's literally, you know, we're standing shoulder to shoulder in the best possible sense and learning this song. What I didn't know is that everything is recorded in that room. It's running the whole time. What I now realize was a master plan or dastardly scheme. There were these little cells of music which are no less authentic the foundation of a song than me picking up the acoustic guitar and saying, "Here's the chords, this is how it goes, let's make it," you know.
So clearly you guys are in sync musically, but did you have like a master plan, a mission statement you when you came into this?
The way we did it there was we started playing without any fear, any prior consultation. And we didn't really make any prior plans between ourselves. We just started playing and reacting to what we heard. And if it was good, it stayed on. If it wasn't, it got erased.
Will you walk us uptown? And wherever you go, you know we will follow. Will you walk us uptown? Stand in the light.
This first song on the new album, Walk Us Uptown, you know, it's got kind of a rhythmic vibe that reminds me of some of your earlier work, Elvis. It's got kind of like almost like a reggae punch to it. And Questlove, did you have that in mind? Were you a fan of those early records?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because when we started this record, I had initial fear. I really wanted to sort of suppress what I was known for. I didn't want it to be that groove heavy. But then, you know, I sort of realized, like, you know, a lot of his earlier work, I mean, half that stuff could have been breakbeats in hip-hop circles, you know what I mean?
Right.
Pretty much, I wanted to channel in the spirit of it. I didn't want this to be a footnote in his history. I wanted this to be as important of a statement as Trust was, or as this year's model, or, you know, any of his records. Walk Us Uptown wasn't my personal intention for starting off the record. Initially, I wanted to take a super risk and start the album off with a slow song. It's like one of the last songs that we cut. A song very deep and personal to him. A little too personal.
It's a song that's called The Puppet Has Cut His Strings, and it only appears on the
deluxe
version. And that's not just, if you're going to call it deluxe, it better be that. And Puppet was a beautiful piece that Amir and Ray Angry conceived, and I sat at home and wrote one draft of the lyrics, and I actually recorded the vocal sitting at my kitchen counter on my computer. And then Amir wouldn't let me re-record that vocal because it was very to the point. Why is your face drawn on so glum, old chap? That last piece of music just was moving to me. Then I couldn't do anything else that confront this one subject. That occurred to me while I was returning to England for the first time since my father passed. And it was like all of the chaos of the world as we were living through in that moment was, you know, contained also in the chaos of his mind in the last months. Something that many people experience looking at a loved one in the last stages of a dementia-related illness. Before I could stop myself, I'd written The Last Hours and Days, a description, a literal description. Time is meaningless. We carried you on buckled limbs. Through mournful airs and martyrs' hymns. Then one blue and one more yellow. You try to not to be too selfish when you're working with people for the first time. You're not telling all your stories. So to write a song that was deeply personal seemed like a selfishness to me in this context. But it came out before I could stop it. And then Amir wanted to open the record with it.
But for me, I feel like an artist of your caliber, songs are very therapeutic. And, you know, I kind of expected you to use this open canvas as your playground. The puppet has cut his
strings. Is there any chance that I imagine the late night schedule makes things tough? That any chance that you guys would contour
Elvis
with us?
Elvis is the one that's busy. Ball in your court, bud. No. You know, the information's not going to leave my head ever. So, I mean, if ever there's time for us to do anything together, yeah, absolutely, I welcome it.
You know, it's been a great joy to do it, even though there's so many dark and kind of sometimes, you know, horrifying images in this record. It would be a pleasure.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. This has been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Real pleasure, thank you.
That's Amir Questlove Thompson and Elvis Costello. Their album together with The Roots is called Wise Up Ghost. She's pulling out the pin. Dead letter. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. Thanks for joining us from our new home at NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. We're back with more next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.